Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on the Unsolicited Opinion.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and I'm getting into the Christmas spirit, and we're playing Christmas songs from henceforth until the 25th. That's just the way it is, and I might even keep playing them until January 2nd. I don't know yet. I haven't made that decision. The jury's still out, but you know, you never know about those kinds of things. You got to have something to cheer you up out there, right? Because it certainly isn't reality that's cutting it. I'm choking here on my coffee. That's for certain. Especially now, how about those poor people in Spain where the little kids, now they're going to limit the amount of toilet paper they can use, only so much per month. That's all. Any more than that, not allowed. And then how about now, I'm telling you, if you think that this crap happened in there, is it going to happen here too? I got news for you. Whatever's going on over there is heading our way. That torrent of insanity is heading our way, and it's already here in many, many different fashions. But I got news for you. They'll be telling you you're only allowed to use like 5 pieces of toilet paper a day. Believe me, I'm not making this crap up. It really is going to come to that. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. I gotta laugh, because otherwise I think I'd just cry, but I don't feel like crying today. I'm not making this crap up. It really is true, and it really is crap. Listen, I'll be back in 3 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show, and I'll bring on my guest, Doreen Hannis, when we come back, so don't change that dial. We will be back.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, and I also want to remind everybody that today happens to be Pearl Harbor, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, the day that would live in infamy, right? And, of course, as I have mentioned previously on other days that we should remember, Google fails to remember this day. They don't have any one of their little drawings they usually put up there for all the different things, you know, like, you know, Halloween or something important, like, you know, Atheist Day, if there is such a thing, you know, the kind of crap that Google puts up there. But they don't feel that it's necessary to recall that today is a day that many people died a long time ago. So it's unfortunate for us that we have these commie people out there like those at Google who think that it's better if they just ignore our history. Of course, if they ignore our history, then they can erase our history. And they can make us all global citizens with no borders, right? And no memories of the past. We'll all just be good little sheep, little empty vessels they can fill up with all their crap. Anyway, I wanted to mention that I do usually use Bing as a search engine, and I did notice that Bing had that memorial that's out in Pearl Harbor was on their main page. So at least the people who are behind Bing, at least they have enough class to at least acknowledge the day. There is a couple more things that I want to mention before I bring on my guest. I'll mention the one thing after I bring on my guest, but I do want to let everybody know, listen, if you want to broadcast, if you want to advertise your business or service on this network, then get in touch with us. 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719 is the number to do that. Our website, republicbroadcasting.org, address, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we're on the social media platforms, Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network, and at Twitter, at RBN Live. And I am actually on both of those as well. I'm on Facebook, and I do tweet frequently. I just like to give my unsolicited opinion a little more often, and I use Twitter to do that. But you can call into the show today, 800-313-9443, if you so desire. Now, my guest this morning is a lady that I have had on previously. I always enjoy what she has to say. My guest this morning is Doreen Hannes, and she has a website called truthfarmer.wordpress.com. And Doreen knows from when she speaks, she happens to farm for a living, so she knows all about the different things that these evil, purely evil people are up to and how they really want to have you eating gruel if you're one of the 15% that would be remaining, because they want to unload 85% of us to decrease the world's carbon footprint. Let's eliminate the majority of humanity. So I want to welcome Doreen to the show today. Hey, Doreen, how are you, kiddo?
Well, hey, I think I'm doing all right. I'm living. Still warm, still
right.
Kicking.
Yeah, it's a lot better than a lot of people are certainly doing. You know, I wanted to talk about something, and I thought, let me talk about it when you're on it. It was an article about this head teacher in England who thought it was a good idea to shut off the heat in the school. And so the kids sat there in 34 degrees, a temperature of 34 degrees, and they were all bundled up. And the teacher, this headmaster, head teacher, I guess they call him over there, principal, he just thought it was just a marvelous idea. He called it a success, and, it was just wonderful. I'm telling you,
sitting in there?
No, yeah, exactly, right. He says, we need to cut the heat to see if we can lower our carbon footprint.
Uh-huh.
We let pupils wear as many jumpers as they liked. Everyone seemed happy enough, although it did get pretty chilly. Yeah, please, pretty chilly? I mean, and then he tries to claim that it was an idea of a small number of pupils from their student echo group.
Well, you know, it could have been, because there really is a large push all around the world for this lowering your carbon footprint thing. And right now in Ohio, there's a university in Ohio that actually will give students an F if they're living in university housing and they leave their heat on when they leave their house.
You know, I am really surprised, Doreen. I don't know, at what point will the people decide that they've had enough of this crap? I'm really curious, at what point, how much more, no toilet paper, you're going to freeze your rear end off sitting in a classroom or sitting in your mud hut abode. At what point will the people say, nah, I don't think I'm going to go along with this game anymore. I'm done playing this game. We're going to play a new game.
Well, I don't have the answer to that question. Unfortunately, that is a wonder, but we are having a really positive effect. I mean, more people are becoming aware of Sustainable Development Agenda 21 and are being able to connect the dots that it's not truly about really protecting the environment or leaving things to our children. The idea is to just control everything that we do and make our world predominantly uninhabited. So people are getting it. And, I mean, people from all across the spectrum. There's actually a site from a California lady that is evidently a lesbian that's exposed all of these things about Agenda 21 as well. There's Democrats against Agenda 21, and there's a million people who are just becoming aware of it on a daily basis, and they're getting it. And I say hallelujah on that.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I agree 1,000%, Doreen. They just can't get it quickly enough.
Well, it comes down to consent to the governed. And the more that people become aware of the methodologies and how this is happening, the less cover these snakes who would control us have. And they don't like that. They don't like being exposed. So, you know, yeah, is it too late in the game? I can't really say, because we're still able to make a stand. Maggie. I mean, it's late, you know, and I wish people had snapped to when I was a little kid, okay? But, you know, better late than never, right?
Yeah, I agree with you there. That's for sure.
So I think we're making good progress, and we'll just have to keep on beating our feet, beating the ground, and waking people up as long as we can.
Yeah, exactly. As long as we have a voice to be able to speak out, we need to scream from the rooftops. That's for sure. Let's talk about the latest article that you put up on your website, which for everyone listening, Doreen's website is truthfarmer.wordpress.com. And the more things change, the more they stay the same is what you've entitled your article. So let's talk about what it is these people are doing.
Okay. Well,
now, the NAIS.
Well, it is pretty much just the same thing. I mean, I'll give a little bit of a rundown on this. What the program became known as was the National Animal Identification System. Now, for your listeners, I'm going to just run through the history of this very briefly. And it isn't the full history. It's just a governmental history. There is a program. The first one was called the National Farm Animal Identification Plan. It is about tagging and tracking via radio frequency identification all farm animals in the entire world. Okay, but for our country, it started out as National Farm Animal Identification Plan. Then it became the United States Animal Identification Plan. And then they got what they really wanted, and they called it the National Animal Identification System. And they put together a booklet that really spelled it out, and man, people went crazy and went against it. It consists of three parts: premises identification, animal identification, and animal tracking. Okay, those three components are still part of it. Now, they got a lot of flack about it, and they changed the name to animal disease traceability. And right now, APHIS, which is the sub-agency of the USDA, is taking comments until December 9th on their new program that's an old program that's been around for a long time that they're shoving down our throats in a different way.
Okay.
They just changed the name. And it even says so in one of their federal registry entries, and this is from a while ago. They said, the National Animal Identification System is now going to be called the Animal Disease Traceability Format. So they changed the name, put it in the Federal Register, and then everybody said, oh, great, we killed NAIS. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
And went to sleep.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're real good at changing the names of things. All they do is change the color of their hat. It's the same hat.
Well, right. Now, here is the issue with this NAIS. It's global. In Australia, they have it, and it's called the NLIS. Now they are doing it, they're doing it in Uganda. They're doing it in Zimbabwe, trying to get it done in Zimbabwe, for crying out loud. Uruguay, Brazil, New Zealand, the United States of America. And it is the same dang program because it's for every member of the World Trade Organization. And it is all about control. And after they get the animal identification system in place with those three components, which is unique location identifier, they changed it from premises ID to unique location identifier. Then they changed it from 840, which is a radio frequency tag. They're going to put that in place 18 months after they finalize the rule instead of right away. And then they have animal tracking. And instead of using 48 hours, it's 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on, Doreen. We got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everyone. My guest this morning is Doreen Hannis. Please don't change that dial.
Corporate
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
This is Maggie Rodd, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. I want to say hello to everybody who's listening down there in Texas. I don't know what the temperature is down in Texas today, but where I am, which is outside of Philadelphia, it is somewhere in the 50s and rainy and highly overcast. Must be that global warming crap going on. Oh, the board ops telling me it's 33 down in Texas. Anyway, hello everybody down there in Texas and everywhere else in the country and all around the world. Everybody who's tuning in to Republic Broadcasting Network, we are glad that you do. I'm talking this morning with Doreen Hannis. Her website, which I highly suggest you go to, is truthfarmer.wordpress.com. And we are talking about the National Animal Identification System, which, of course, now has a new name. Now, what are they going to rename it in January, Doreen? What do you think? They're going to have a new name in the spring for it?
They're pushing this through in a different way, Maggie. So I don't think they're actually going to rename it this time. What they're doing to implement this program now, which is obviously international, is going to the states, and the states have to meet benchmarks in these identifications of the different species. And if the states don't meet those benchmarks, then there are going to be repercussions to the state.
Which means money, right?
Well, they say that they're considering basically isolating states if the states don't meet the criteria that the Fed set forth, that they intend to cut off trade in that state. They won't allow it's sanctioned, really.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think the state should just cut off trading with the federal government, and let's just stop sending them any of our money, unload the Fed, get rid of those thieving evil people, and I think we should just do our own thing. I think it's about time for maybe just doing our own thing, Doreen. You know what I mean? I really don't care much about what this federal government has to say about much of anything anymore, to be honest with you. They're all a bunch of liars.
Well, I don't really care either.
They're cattle thieves. They're people thieves. They're freedom thieves. I don't like them anymore.
Well,
I never liked them a whole lot in the first place, but the more I know about them, I like them even less.
You don't like them anymore. What, are you going to unfriend them on Facebook or what?
Yeah, I think I might do that. In fact, they're probably listening right now, Big Brother. I don't like you anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, now you could be considered the T word, so.
Ooh, mm-hmm. I know it.
But anyway, I mean, the whole point is this, that we do have to push the jurisdictional issue here. The states are supposed to be over the Fed. We've got it flipped around, upside down, and it's been that way for quite some time. You know,
well,
but
people got to remember which came first, the states, not the federal government.
That's right. The federal, and, you know, here's the really funny thing, is the federal government is funding, in the state of Missouri, which is where I'm from, two-thirds of the state's budget is, quote-unquote, federal funding. Now, the feds don't have any money, period. The only thing they get to use is our money or our wealth. And they're doling it out to the point that we're, what, over $15 trillion in debt? It makes absolutely no sense. All the Fed has the ability to do is to spend your great-grandchildren's money, not your money anymore, because they've used that all up. So they don't have any money. Whatever they have is ours. I'd say we do cut them off. I think that might be a good idea.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. I think it's about time the American people got their heads out of their proverbial tushes and started to pay attention to what's going on here, unless they think not having any heat, sending your kid off to a little school where they can sit and shiver and have some moron jackass who thinks that it's okay, calls it a success. I'm telling you, I don't know. I don't know, Doreen. It just is amazing to me, the stories that you hear. I know I was watching something else this morning. Of course, this goes into the whole social justice thing about, and I don't know where it was the football game was held, but they won, I think, the state championship or something. And the kid running who made the winning touchdown had put his arm up in the air, and, oh, that wasn't fair because they said that he was taunting the losing team, so they took the points, right? They took the points away from him. I'd like to taunt those people with my boot. I truly would. I'm telling you, honestly, when are the people going to wake up to this crap? Why do you subject your children to this type of manipulation? I don't understand it.
Well, I don't understand it either.
I know you don't. I know you and I are on the same page. I just, I wouldn't, if I had kids, I'm telling you, I wouldn't let those people anywhere near them. You're not coming near my kid. Don't say a word to them.
Well, here's the problem. In a nutshell, Maggie, we've lost accountability through a plethora of bureaucracies and quasi-governmental agencies that control what we do. And if we're putting our children into public school, what it is they learn, how they learn it, and what they do. So this is the thing. We've got to reinstitute accountability and hold our elected officials feet to the fire. Because here's the thing. You know, I said about that federal funding in the state of Missouri. Two-thirds of the budget is federal funding, quote-unquote. Who controls that? It's the people who we elect to what we call the General Assembly or our state legislature that fund these agencies and allow them to take this federal money.
Yeah, hang on that note, Doreen, we've got to go to another 3-minute break, everybody. We'll be right back. Don't change that dial. 800-313-9443 is the number. Doreen Hannes, truthfarmer.wordpress.com is my guest this morning.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Thank you, Rob. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I will link to my guest, Doreen Hannis's website, which is truthfarmer.wordpress.com. Up on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. I suggest you go to mine, take a look. I have got a lot of information up there, and I have a link to it. I actually have a link to Doreen's website right on the face page of my website as well, under the recommended website tab. So check that out, or links, I guess you could call it. But anyway, please go there, check it out, check out her website, read her latest article. The more things change, the more they stay the same. I kind of got us off the beaten path here. So let's go back to that article, because to what you were talking about with the animal identification system, Doreen, because it's real important people understand this is all about your food. And the more difficult they make it for a farmer to raise animals, the less there are of them, which means less food for you.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, what the issue is that they will have this three-part plan. And the first part is now it's called a unique location identifier. That's a premises identification number, federally housed number, attached to your property permanently, okay, your real estate. It's kind of like a social security number for your property. And then after that, you will have the animal identification number, which they're going to allow bright tags to start with. They want cattle. They want cattle because cattle are, it's a significant amount of land that is involved in the cattle trade. The other thing is that they are the longest biological life of any livestock animal that we consume regularly. Okay. So it takes longer to raise up a calf to the point that they can go to slaughter and then become your food. Okay. Chickens and hogs are pretty fast as far as the turnover. But they take so much land. So if they get these federal numbers attached to this land, then in my estimation, they're really collateralizing the land. Okay, they're marking everything. Now, everything is all GPS. I know that, you know, Google Earth has everything marked out according to the plan of Al Gore, which is the UN plan to just mark everything. But this is kind of like a taking of property. When they attach a permanent number to your property, it stays with the property if you leave it. It's not your herd that they're tracking. And they're saying this is for disease control, Maggie.
Oh, they're such liars. They're just, I just can't stand them. Yeah, well, disease control, my left foot, please.
Right, but here's the thing. They say it's for disease control. Now, one thing that people do not comprehend is the USDA actually doesn't have authority over the live food animal on the farm. That's the FDA.
Okay.
The USDA's authority is over the animal disease in this case. They have this. These are the areas of USDA authority: veterinary services, grading and marketing programs and certifications, disease control programs and diseases, animal welfare, and transportation. Okay? Those are the USDA's areas. Now, the FDA controls the actual live food animal on the farm. So they've got people thinking the USDA is in charge of it, and the FDA is actually in charge of it, and we're not watching who we need to be watching. So anyway, to just so everybody understands, we have to understand the areas of authority and how these things come to pass on us, because the agencies work together on this stuff. Now, the USDA and the FDA are like kind of like tag team wrestlers, you know. It's like, okay, you take it, poof, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And then nobody knows who's really to blame for the fact that we have basically sawdust in a lot of our food now, that the genetically modified food is out there, and it's spreading and contaminating the heritage seeds, et cetera, and there aren't significant tests done on it, so people don't know if what they're eating is actually harmful or not. You know, people just don't understand the delineations here, and that causes confusion and the ability for these nasty people, these corporations that control the agencies, to play out their plans and destroy our wealth.
You know, it's so interesting to me, all these different avenues these people take to their ascent to power and control over us. And it's always interesting to me because I don't understand why they don't realize that all of these things that they're doing inevitably will come back to bite them in the rear end. I believe. I think that they're not going to be immune to it, that these things will mutate to the point where they can't stop them, like that Roundup, the weeds with the Ready Roundup, that, of course, are more prolific than they ever were and more resistant to the chemicals they spray on to kill them. I think that same thing, I think you're going to see a mutation. Mutations happen all the time in nature, and I think they're going to create something they can't stop. And it'll bite them in the rear end as well. They think it's a useful tool to kill off all of us and control and manipulate us. And, of course, it is for a period of time. But inevitably, I think, anyway, now I could be entirely wrong. But I don't know. I just think that they're gonna bite off more than they can chew.
Well, I think you're right about that. You know, it's just a matter of us fighting back in the right way. I mean, everybody needs to recognize that life finds a way. You know, Life finds a way that stuff will mutate, and that's happening like crazy with the Roundup deal and some other Monsanto products that they have a corn that has BT in it, which is a pesticide. Well, now guess what? It's only been 10, not even 10 years, and these worms are resistant now to this natural pesticide that they spliced into this corn gene. And all of these things with this technology and perverting the genetic structure of life forms is really, really a big problem, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I really do. I agree. They're playing God.
Yeah, but you know the thing is if we plant more of the good stuff, life will find a way. The good stuff will be okay. I mean, we have to do it because this bad stuff is going to implode. It has to implode. You know, it's not designed properly because it was designed by these chemists or biological scientists, and they're trying to play like they're the almighty, you know, and they're not. And part of nature is extinction. You know, it's part of the natural process. And if you just continue to strive to do the right thing, then the right thing usually gets rewarded in nature. That's my point.
Well, I like to think that you're right, so we'll go along that frame of thought. Before we go any farther here, Doreen, let's grab a caller. We have Chris, who's holding on the line from Las Vegas. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, Maggie and Barb. Most interesting conversation you're having this morning, and some things are occurring to me as the dot connector that I am.
Mm-hmm.
One, yes, they could possibly identify the controlled animals on the farms and install RFIDs, but what of the wild animals that run scurrying around the planet that couldn't be readily ID'd? And two, there might be an aspect of that that if they know where all the major food source animals are, then they might come up with the scheme of using the global food crises and starvation as a need to seize those animals in the interest of the global safety or health.
Solve
that problem that they've created.
Right, and that's the whole thing. They've created the problem, and they're trying to provide the solution.
Well, here's some more insidious considerations. The RFID chip that they're purporting to put into these animals may be used as a RFID switch.
Yeah.
And being that they're being treated with all these GMO food sources and geo-engineered Monsanto injections and Merck injections that have particular aspects to them engineered that could be electronically actuated with RFID switching them on, you could create a global food crisis, and by flipping on those switches and causing the instantaneous death of those aspects of the food population for the Earth.
Well, there are a number of dangerous and frightening scenarios that can be brought about just by the RFID. Now, there's passive and there's active. There's all sorts of variances in these radio frequency identification devices. And inventory control is basically what I see as being the benefit of this particular program, is to control the inventory, control who has the inventory, and it isn't going to work. Even with the small number of farms that we have now, it won't work. It's a disaster in Australia. It's a disaster everywhere they try to do it. But the point is, once they reduce the number of farms to, you know, say 12 national farms, then they can manage it this way.
Well, here's one other final and ultimate insidious aspect. If they have identified these properties where these lands are kept and these animals are kept, then they have identified targeting coordinates that the militarized police factions and military aspects of the U.S. soldiers bringing their technology that the technocrats have created to target acquisition these places for obliteration and eradication. This is the DHHS, the DHS, NORCOM, the foreign government military aspects who all operate on these geo-position satellite-located locations that are then entered into the database to be able to use for a myriad of target acquisition technologies, be they geo, medical, or military obliteration aspects. And I think this is really troublesome. And it also incorporates the new Board of Supervisors, Supervisors from Hell committee that Obama came up with. These are all Tides Foundation-stimulated programs to rule the world and control the world and get control of these isolated, remote, rural spaces and food sources.
Right.
Thanks for bringing the light to this on today, and thanks for entertaining my comments. Keep up the great work. We've all got to work together and keep our eye on the ball.
I agree, Chris. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. You know, it's a real frightening thing, Doreen, really, when you think about what these evil, evil people are up to. At every level, everywhere you turn, you see aspects of this agenda being played out, being implemented. And, you know, just the assaults that you constantly see, the ones that they even admit to from the mainstream media, you know, the few times that they'll actually mention something semi-related to the truth. I'm surprised that it doesn't draw more angst from people. I'm surprised they don't respond more, saying, geez, you know, something's wrong with this picture. I better get involved or do something about it. I was watching Judge Napolitano on Fox Business the other night, and he was going through these litany of things, and it was, what if our government does this? What if our government does that? Well, all the things he mentioned, and he'd spent about 4 minutes talking about it, were all things the government was doing. And just hearing those things, even if you don't know anything about UN Agenda 21, you ought to think, well, what the hell is going on here? Something's wrong with this picture.
Yeah.
It's wrong. Our government is out of control. I don't know how people can't see that. Just the corruption that abounds. I don't know how they can say, well, this is okay. I just will keep going along. Nothing to see here. Just keep on walking. I don't understand that whole mindset. I truly don't. I don't understand why people aren't shocked into some type of action, getting involved.
I really don't understand it either, but the only thing that that I can see is that we're kept in this perpetual state of anxiety, okay? It's like another management tool. We're continually, there's like a daily atrocity occurring. So we just become inured to it. We just don't react any longer. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, so somebody else got wiped out by, you know, the Fast and Furious scandal, this problem, that problem. Nothing can outrage us anymore because everything's an outrage.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what I see, is that on a daily basis, it's, you know, this scandal, that scandal, this corruption, that corruption, people are just immune to it. And if you look at, also think about this, like with the gas prices and the fluctuation there, it doesn't make any sense if the gas is actually pegged to the, you know, the barrel price of crude. Because mm-hmm. it's just this continual up and down and up and down and up and down, and they do like two steps forward and one step back. And so we go, oh, gee, well, I guess $3 a gallon is pretty good because they've jacked us up so high for just a little while and they drop it down. You know, it's just keeping us imbalanced because the gas prices affect the grocery prices. Everything that we deal with on a daily basis as far as needing to get it into our homes, into our lives, it almost all has to be transported, you know?
Yeah.
So that it's just like, it's a management tool, Maggie. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to be dissuaded of that.
Well, I don't have a good argument to do it, so. I happen to be right there with you, Doreen. I have no argument to dissuade you from that train of thought at all, because I agree with you. It is all a manipulation. I just don't. It's just after I understand you become like comfortably numb, I guess, and you don't feel compelled to do anything because you're just kind of numb.
Well, yeah, and then if you consider as well, I don't know the statistics on this because this isn't my particular area of interest, but how many people are on antidepressants now?
Oh, I don't know, millions.
Yeah.
Millions.
So everybody's like, you know, if you're not just being numbed out by the continual wham, 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 wham of what should be an outrage, you're numbed out by drugs.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, we've got to go to break. Everybody,
okay.
We'll be back in 3 minutes. Doreen Hannis is my guest this morning. Don't change that dial. We'll be back in three.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
This is Maggie Rod. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You can find Republic Broadcasting Network on Facebook. Republic Broadcasting Network is what you look for. You can find us on Twitter at RBN Live, RBN Live. If you would like to advertise your business or service, which I highly suggest that you do, on this network that redistributes the truth, then get in touch with us. 800-724-2719 is the number to call. Our address is 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. For those of you who prefer the U.S. Postal Service, I want to say hello to everybody who's listening all around. Lots of little stations and networks that pick up the programming off of RBN. And we are grateful that you do help us get the word out there. My guest this morning is Doreen Hanna. She has a blog entitled truthfarmer.wordpress.com. And before we move on to other topics, Doreen, what can they do about this? What would you suggest people do to get involved to fight back against this animal identification system that was we thought was dead but has sprung back to life?
Well, you know, you can go ahead and make a comment on the Federal Register. The best way to do that, I believe I have a link to that on my website.
Okay.
So you can scroll down there and follow that and make a comment if you so desire. But, I mean, I personally kind of have a hard time instructing people to deal with the feds anymore. It's kind of like, here, ram your head into that concrete pier a bunch of times.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You know, yeah. By the same token, at least your opinion has been voiced. And that's always a worthwhile thing, so that they silence equals consent. So it's good to not consent is basically what I'm trying to say. There's another aspect to this, which is the animal health surveillance monitoring system. And at the same time, they're doing this identification system. Then they're doing the computer information system permission slip for themselves as well. And this is about all of the stuff that's entered about individuals and their property and their animals, that they can transfer this information among their agencies or other people as they deem fit. So the agencies are writing themselves permission slips in the Federal Register to implement this system without specific congressional oversight, okay? That's how agencies work. They write themselves permission slips. So you can go ahead and make a comment, but I wouldn't say hold your breath and hope that something good happens. Probably the best thing to do really is to get involved on a local level with your county sheriff and with your state representative and try and get your state to do the right thing or get your county to do the right thing. To me, those are the most effective things to do, is to become involved locally and then statewide, because we really have a tough time affecting anything in D.C. That's what I think, Maggie.
Okay. Well, I have to agree with you there. Let's talk about, and I know we're going to hit another 60-second break shortly, but up until the point we do, let's talk about, you've got another article that you posted up there about the raw milk rides again. So let's talk about what's going on with raw milk.
The Raw Milk Freedom Riders. Yeah, this is basically, it's a group of moms who feed their kids raw milk, and they're having raw milk and cookie parties in and challenging the FDA on their ban on interstate shipment of raw milk. And they're getting in their face.
Ooh, good for them. We'll be back in 60 seconds, everybody. Don't change that dial. My name is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show here on Republic Broadcasting Network.